The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
What up? This is Robert Ory.
Or a three-point. Buries it!
You might know me as Big Shot Bob.
To Ory for three. Oh, unbelievable. This guy is off the charts.
What's going on, Big Shot Bob?
Robert Ory from downtown.
Now that's making a statement.
I'm breaking the news today. Robert Ory to the Bucks.
Bud won't want me nowhere near that team.
Welcome to the show with Big Shot Bob Pod. I'm Rob Jenners. That's B-Dog Brandon Harper. Jamie Maggio's back with us. Yay! Love Jamie. And of course,
Big Dog Jamie's in the house today.
The starting four for your Milwaukee Bucks, Robert Ory. did you watch any of? I'm assuming all of us probably paid some attention to Game 6 last night. Now that the Bucks have taken home the trophy.
I watched a lot of. I watched it. I watched the first half, and then I missed the third quarter because I was grilling some chicken.
Nice.
Hold on. How did the chicken turn out?
I cooked, so it turned out great. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Let me rephrase the question. Okay. Are you a gas or charcoal guy?
You know what? I'm lazy, so I'm a gas guy. I do use my green egg for certain things, so that's charcoal.
Okay. Oh, everyone loves the green egg, huh?
Yeah, green egg's good
Look,
stuff.
I don't shame the gas, but charcoal's where it's at.
Yeah, charcoal's where it's at, but it takes a lot longer.
Yeah, it sure does. We have a gas grill.
We gotta work on your setup if you don't have a TV visible from where your grill is.
Well, you know, I have a TV by my grill, but I don't want to watch it outside. I like to watch it with the surround sound and hear
it
like
that. Oh, so you're bougie. Got it.
Oh, very. Yes.
See, now you know me. You by time you understand me, Jamie. I'm bougie. Yes.
We discovered bougie last week when he had to walk away for the show from 5 minutes to make his son a sandwich. His son is 15.
His son is bougie.
His son is 15. Dad,
bring
me a sandwich.
No, I had to do certain things that we don't really allow him to cook.
Wait.
We had Jack Flaherty on last week, and he said it himself. You're bougie, and you denied it, but you just admitted it right here.
Yes, I am. to a certain degree, I am. To a certain degree.
Oh, goodness. I miss these shenanigans. I really do. Throughout the week, I don't know how I get through my week without us dumping on each other. I was actually going back to the finals, very surprised to see the kind of performance out of Giannis after he hyperextended that knee against Atlanta. I was kind of like, well, and then they go down 0-2 to the Suns, and you go, well, and he was a monster last night. Just a monster. Yeah.
You know, the thing about this finals, what was great for certain players and guys like Giannis who play so hard, that he had 2 days off between games to recover. Mm-hmm. So that was good for him. Before the NBA, play off. And he had those 2 days to recover. And because of the safety and protocols, and he looked like a monster. I think if you watched him play, if you weren't a Giannis fan, you became a Giannis fan because he was blocking shots, he was hitting threes, he was rebounding. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. And the thing that I really appreciate about, but he gave it his all, man, too. He couldn't go anymore, and he just had to stop and say, yo, sub. And so, my hat's off to him. He deserved every accolade he's gotten so far, so I'm happy for the kid.
Yeah, very much so.
How could you not be a Giannis fan after that? Oh, I got my bucket.
Oh, no.
I couldn't actually wear it.
How did you pull that off? Did you just run out to the store, or did you have this?
I got friends. I've had this for a few years. I've got friends. No, I covered the Bucks a couple years ago in the playoffs, and I just have so much. That was the year that they were crushing everybody. You know, they were, and then they obviously fell short. But I just think that this guy Giannis has put in the work. I think he's humble. I love that he did it with the team that drafted him. He could have left. He didn't. They built a team around him. They built a new arena. They built around the arena. And I love the fact that this small market team was able to win it and that he's this big superstar. I'm just so happy for him. And Drew Holiday, we were both rookies with the Sixers in 2009. He's an L.A. kid, Campbell Hall in UCLA. He's got a great family. So I'm super happy for Drew as well.
Yeah, it's good to see Giannis finally get that ring and that trophy to add to all the other things that he has in the trophy case. You know, two-time MVP, award winner, defensive player of the year.
Five-time All-Star.
And to get all that so early in such a young age.
26.
Right. And you always knew there was that one thing that he needed, and he just to complete the full circle. And he got it. And look, when you sign three guys to big contracts, those three, Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Giannis, this is what you expect. This is what ownership and this is what the city was expecting when they said, okay, you got this money. Yeah. I need y'all to take this squad and this franchise to the promised land. And they did exactly that.
Yeah. You know, we talk about those guys, but let's give credit to Bobby, though. Bobby Portis stepped up big. He stepped up big. And, you know, my guy, P.J. Tucker, who would not get talked about, the sacrifice he made guarding whoever, being a big body. Think about it. Booker is constantly moving on offense. Okay, you go from guarding Booker. Okay, now you got to go guard Ayton. Then you got to go over and guard CP3. You know, he's not going to get talked about, but P.J. Tucker, you know, because we always look at points and stuff like that. You got to look at the intangibles of a guy like that. Him and Bobby Portis coming on there and doing what they was doing. And so I'm happy, really happy for P.J. Tucker. Think about it. He was playing with CP3 and couldn't get there. And all these ex-Rockets that he played with, he eliminated in the playoffs. Think about that. You got CP3 he used to play with. You got James Harden. All these guys, let's get them out. You in my way for my championship. So, P.J. Tucker, congratulations.
There you go. Always pulling. Well, there, to Jamie's point, this was my favorite moment of the post-game with Giannis about the super team stuff. This was Giannis post-game.
You know, obviously, I wanted to get the job done. You know, but that's my stubborn side. Like, it's easy to go somewhere and go and win a championship with somebody else. It's easy. I could go, I don't want to put anybody in the spot, but I could go to a super team and, you know, just do my part and win a championship, still one. But this is the hard way to do it, and this is the way I chose to do it. And we did it. Fucking did it. Did it, man.
He was so happy. But to his point, yeah, he could have run off. He could have done something, gone and joined whoever.
Right.
Anywhere he wanted, because anyone would have paid that money for him. But he didn't. He stuck it out. He won in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And Rob, happy. Go ahead, Jamie.
Do you think that, like, because Giannis did it in the team that drafted him, he could have gone to a super team. Do you think that might start a trend? Because we've seen, like, the super team trend over the last however many years.
I don't think so, because, you know, if you really think about it, these super teams develop because these guys are friends, not because the guys are like, oh, you know, your talents will match my talents and your talent. So I just think because these guys are friends, and I don't think Giannis is friends with anybody. Think about it. He came from Greece. He came in. He worked hard. He's in Milwaukee. He said it himself that he doesn't want to be friends with anybody because he's trying to annihilate everybody and be a champion. Now he has that, and he's going to try to get more championships. He even looked at Bud and said, hey, we're going to win it again, right? And so now he's put a target on his back, and I don't think anybody wants to go play with him, because that's how I think it. LeBron is friends with Dwayne Wade. He's friends with Chris Bosh. And you look at KD and DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie. These super teams are developing because these guys are boys. And he doesn't have a buddy. He has no friends. And I don't mean that he has friends, but I'm saying nobody that's like an elite up echelon basketball player that's going to go play with him. So it's going to be hard for him to win another championship, because let's be honest. You said it earlier, Jamie, it's a small market. Nobody wants to go there. So it's going to be hard for him to repeat, because they had a path that was, you know, it was difficult, but it was a lot of things that kind of fell their way.
Well, I look at it like this. Look, you got your two running mates with him. Now, some of those other role players are going to be interchangeable over the years. Now, depending on who leaves and who comes in to replace them can impact that team greatly. But you have your three who you can build around. You have them locked down for the foreseeable future. So you just got to kind of build around them. They're doing in Milwaukee what so many other small market teams want to have the chance to do. But you got to be able to get that generational talent. And Giannis and them guys don't grow on trees.
Hard. You got that team in the 76ers has a generational talent.
That ain't small market, though.
Yeah, but is it really a small market anymore in the NBA? It's such a global brand now. Everybody, there's never a small market when you have these now. Because The phone can make every market huge. Think about it. Even during the advertising, YouTube TV. It's like the NBA is on YouTube now. So there's no, I don't think there's a small market.
Like it.
Dame Lillard would be so much bigger. And Dame, I think, is, I mean, he's one of my favorites in the game. But if he wasn't in Portland, don't you think it'd be different for him?
Man, this dude's in Space Jam. He can't get no bigger than that. Come on now.
Is that the barometer now?
Yeah, that's it. If you were in
if you
Space
make
Jam,
a movie, that's,
it. That's it.
You know, James, I understand what
you're
saying.
You gotta go up to Harden. Go, were you in Space Jam? All right, yeah.
I just don't believe there's a small marketing because the NBA is on TV constantly. There, you got NBA TV, you got ESPN, you got ABC, you got all these venues. Think about it, when I was in the league, you either had that Sunday game that everybody was fighting for, and unfortunately, you know, all you had is the All-Star game
or Christmas.
A Christmas.
If you're on Christmas.
But now think about it, NBA is on almost every day. I know when people say small market is about when it, what you can do in that town as far as developing your brand, getting endorsements. No, I don't think anybody cares now because
what if I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
No, I just don't think anybody cares about where you are now.
What if we swap out small market with destination market?
Now that's the difference.
There's a difference there.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge difference because now you're going to eliminate. But then I got a thing for you on the flip side out. When you said destination, then that means Atlanta, where a lot of guys go in the summer and hang out, but they don't go to Atlanta and play. Houston. No state tax, great, you know, living, everything you want in Houston. Nobody's going there now. Other places that, you know, L.A., great place to come. But shit, I don't want to pay the taxes and I don't want to be, you know, it's so many places that can, you know, debunk all that. But I just think it's what guys are comfortable with. You know, think about it. I wanted to play in Miami, but I was scared to go to Miami. I didn't want to get a divorce.
Bro, you are true.
Wait a minute. Roll this back.
I didn't want the temptations of Miami. You
that
know?
Was
so,
the reason?
Okay. That's one. No, no lie, though. I'll put down there. That's one of the reasons when Shaq was trying to get me to come play with him in Miami and I was in San Antonio. I'm like, oh, hell no. I said, there's a lot of distractions in Miami. I just left L.A. and it was distractions there, but I know Miami is a whole different realm of distractions, so I didn't want to go there. And I know a lot of guys are like that because you go home, you sit down and have that conversation with your significant other, and they'd be like, nah, I don't want to go there. Yeah, they got good schools. Yes, let's go there. I don't like the weather. You know, I think that's one of the things that hurts Houston because everybody thinks the humidity and it's so hot and nobody wants to go there now. And the floods and the tornadoes and the hurricanes. So
Houston is hot. Don't kid yourself. And
everywhere's hot now.
but Rob, think about it like this. You started talking about all those national, you know, NBA TV, TNT, or whatever. But how many times is it a team like Orlando on those networks or any of those smaller teams? They're usually on those networks because of who they're playing, not because of who they are. You see what I'm saying? So not a lot of those teams get the Hawks. TNT is 3 miles. Turner is 3 miles away from State Farm Arena here in Atlanta, Georgia.
They were never
prior to this year, how often were the Hawks a TNT televised national game?
Well, you also have to understand if you suck as a team, we're not going to put that on our TV because nobody wants to watch you. Now that you have Trae Young, you have someone that's marketable, we'll put you on TV. And you think about it, the Spurs, they were a decent team this year. They didn't have one national televised game this year. Not one. Only team in the NBA that didn't have one. So, and you got to think of that is a market that's, it's not small and it's not big, but the Spurs are followed by a lot of people and they weren't on TV. So
nobody wants to see the Spurs. let's keep it all the way 1,000. Nobody wants to see the Spurs.
And that's just how it is. You know, think about it. We have to, being in this business, you have to sit around and wait. Like, okay, we can't broadcast this game because TNT took the game from us. I mean, at Spectrum. So now I'm like, okay, I got a day off because damn, you know, TNT wants to broadcast this game and they have the rights to it, or ABC or whoever it is. So you have to, and that's because you're playing with LeBron James. When they was sucking and they didn't have LeBron James, and you know,
they were still
on the game. We won't, Jamie.
They were still on national TV, weren't they?
Only on Christmas. The Lakers always play on Christmas, but no.
I do love that, by the way, your biggest selling point for Houston remains no state tax. That's my favorite.
Hey, man, think about that.
You're going to stump that one forever, man.
Hey, you can get a 6,000 square foot home in Houston for $500,000. You try to get a 6,000 square foot home in LA, that shit $500 million.
At least. You guys told me that gas was like $5 a gallon in LA, and I almost fell over. I mean, I was bitching that it's up near $3 here in Atlanta, and you're like, gas $5 a gallon. I was like, I mean, Lord.
It's time to walk.
Lord.
Or ride the bike.
Get a bicycle.
That's why there's so many Teslas on the street now. There's so many Teslas on the street now. I'm like, but damn.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to get me
all
one.
Those bird scooters everywhere. Just people forget it, man.
Yeah, it's true.
How much do you hate this, by the way? Because I know everybody's sort of worked with Chris Paul in one fashion or another. Man, how much do you hate this for Chris Paul?
Jamie, you take that one.
When Chris was with the Clippers, I covered him there. I really like him a lot. And you look at his career and I have no tie to the Suns. I love Monty Williams. I was hopeful that Chris would win it. And going into the series, I thought that the Suns were going to take it.
I did too.
But I also liked what he said last night. Like, he's going to come back and, you know, what can you do? There's heartbreak in these games, you know? And I hope that he gets a chance. I hope. Did you see what Magic tweeted, by the way?
No.
Mm-mm. No, what happened?
He tweeted about, what did he say? I wrote it down. Basically, at least he's not with the team anymore. He can't get busted for tampering. Magic tweeted, if Chris Paul opts out of his contract with the Suns, his first call should be from his best friend, LeBron James, and the Lakers.
Yeah. But he ain't got no money.
That tampering, but he's not involved with the Lakers anymore.
Yeah,
could that have been tampering?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That screams tampering, though. God, that screams tampering.
But here's the thing: he has a $44 million option. 44.
Yeah.
There's no need for him to leave. He has a good situation there in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Young guys, up and coming team. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I guess the question is, you know, Rob, you were saying this earlier, they've sort of faced the path of least resistance this year. Do you see Phoenix being a team that's back in this kind of situation in a year or two?
I think Phoenix is missing one piece. Looking at that team, they're missing something. Even though they had a good defensive efficiency, they're not a good defensive team because all the other teams did was either pick on Chris Paul or pick on Booker. And that kind of hurt them. And then if Ayton gets in foul trouble, they're really hurting. And that kind of was one of the things they got exposed with in the playoffs. And that's the thing you got to understand about the playoffs. As you get further in the playoffs, you're going to get to teams who know how to adjust. And they have elite offensive players. They have elite defensive players that know how to stop you. Even though Booker got his points, they eliminated the others from getting theirs. And I watched that team play. I think, you know, a Crowder to me is a good addition to the team. I don't start Crowder. I start Cam because I feel like Cam is a better player. And you have to find a way for the other Cam, for Payne, to play. Because Payne, if you be honest, he outplayed CP3 overall in the playoffs. CP3 had those good games, but I felt like Payne was more consistent throughout the whole playoff series. He was always doing the same thing. He never really had, I think he had maybe like one bad game, and CP3 had about three or four. And I know I'm gonna let CP3 slide because he had a hurt shoulder, but I just think that they need something more. They need somebody who can play defense. That's what they're missing, because you think about how mad Booker got when people were picking on him and going at him defensively. Then next game, we're gonna go at Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. So defensively, they were hurting.
All right, well, listen, before we move on, I love things that are fast. Fast cars, fast women. Not really, I'm married, but I'm just going to say it anyway.
I was about to say, hold on.
Wait a minute. But none more important than fast internet, which is why I love NordVPN, because I have to use the VPN connection with the amount of stuff we look at on the internet. And I use it all the time, and it's hands down the fastest VPN I have ever used. And I've used some free, janky-ass VPNs in my day. This is the real deal. VPN, of course, a virtual private network, hides your IP address so websites and social media can't see what you're doing or what you're looking at. Or, hey, I looked up this one thing on Amazon, and now it's all over everything that I look at on the internet. No more of that. You got to use a VPN. With Nord, you get the fast connection, no lagging, no reconnecting, just the reliable connection all the time.
Ooh, you like to go fast, a la Ricky Bobby, huh?
Yeah.
So, but here's what you guys,
Ricky Bobby.
Here's what you should do. You should try it for 30 days on me. Yeah, that's right, on me. And I don't normally do this for everybody. So there's about absolutely no risk. It's got 30-day money-back guarantee. And I promise you, once you try it, you'll roll like Roll Tide, roll with it, roll with Norm VPN forever. Trust me.
Works. Yeah. I mean, you can use it on your computer, of course, because that's where we tend to use it the most, but you can support up to 6 devices on it. So you can run it on your phone, you can run it on your tablet, you can even run the damn thing on your smart TV. So really kind of make sure that you're safe. And if you try it and you fall in love with it, like we both have, Rob's got a good deal for you to stay on board.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you about this deal. You just go to nordvpn.com/Ori. That's nordvpn.com/Ori. And we'll hook you up with a huge discount on a 2-year plan and a bonus gift. So don't forget that bonus gift. Just use the coupon code Ori, H-O-R-R-Y, at checkout. And nordvpn.com/Ori. But do it quick, because this offer is up soon, so check it out.
Yeah, man, you're going to love it.
By the way, someone tweeted Booker's going to be on a flight to Tokyo with Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday.
I saw that.
Hey, let me.
And it's just awkward. The three of them. It's just the three of
don't
them.
Don't go.
Oh, man.
Don't go?
Yeah, it's like, don't go. I had this conversation when I was with San Antonio. We had just lost in... And I said, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, I know you love your country, but do not play for them. I says, you messing with my money now. Because what I mean by that is, next season, you're going to be tired. You're going to be doing all this stuff. I say, I understand that, but you're messing with my money now. Is that this is where you make the majority of your money. You're going to go play for your team and you represent your country, but just not this year, because we have a golden opportunity to win it next year. And they didn't play. And we won it next year. And I'm looking at Booker. You had a long season. You got your nose broken. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. I know the Olympics is a pride thing when you were playing for your country. But to me, I would rather win the Larry O'Brien than the gold medal. Because now you can be cemented. Because you're supposed to win the gold medal. You got the best players from around the NBA. Put them together and you win. You're supposed to do that. Somebody else go win it, you know. But I just feel like I know I'm surprised. Oh, yeah, you can say that because you never won the Olympics. But I can say that because, to me, when you're playing basketball, your ultimate goal is to win an NBA championship. And you have to have your body right. And now you step into a lot of safety and protocols and COVID, this new variant, all this kind of stuff. And you just finished playing. Your body has to rest sometime.
Hey, let's go ahead and cancel Christmas on the Olympics this year. Let's just be honest. This is not it. You have too many of the premier U.S. stars, whether it be through basketball, Coco Gauff, for tennis. She has COVID. She won't participate.
Yeah.
The numbers are going to – they're in a state of emergency over there.
Well,
the
no,
numbers
look, everybody's rushing over to sleep on those cardboard beds, all right? Everybody wants their shot at the cardboard bed. So, of course, they're all heading.
And if I want to get it in, they'll get it in where they want to get in. You get in where you fit in.
And my hat's off to anybody who wants to represent their country. But, you know, and I wanted to do that back in 92. I was pissed off that they started the Dream Team because I felt like that was my moment to show everybody in the world what I can do as a basketball player. But it's just not the year, you know, with the COVID, especially for Booker. Go home, rest your body up, you know, get back in the lab. Think about it. You know, I look at what Steph Curry was able to do in the lab going into this season. You know, he broke his hand. They didn't go into the finals. So he had more time to work on his body and rest. And look, it did a phenomenal thing. When he came out, was, you know, should have been MVP, put up crazy numbers. So I know he doesn't have the same amount of time to get his body right like Steph did, but go work on yourself. Go work on your defensive, your slides. Do things to make yourself better. I know you say, oh, I'm going up against the best talent and practice every day over here. You're not going to practice every day over there. Pop doesn't do that. He feels like you should rest and get ready and you walk through stuff. So I just don't, you know, That's just me. I'm off the soapbox.
I don't think. Yeah, no. I think he's going though. I don't think there's any. You know, he's right. I think they flew out today, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if it were any other year, I would disagree with you, Rob. But because of the, this is like the COVID Olympics.
Yes.
I agree. It doesn't seem like it's good at all.
And you're not going to be playing in front of anybody. You just did that in the bubble.
Oh, yeah, no, there'll be little or no crowds. Yeah.
Leave it on a damn cardboard bed.
Yeah. Get down on the cardboard bed. Come on, now.
And let's be honest. This Team USA, it ain't it. It's not it. It's, they're not it. Sorry.
Well, don't say that to Pop. He'll come out of
pocket. Pop know it, too.
He'll come get you.
Pop, no. Look, I got these guys. Or we ain't winning nothing. We'll be good if we get bronze.
Mm. Ooh, you feel that way?
There's no leadership on this team.
You know, here's the thing about that.
There's too many superstars, though, for them to just settle for a bronze medal.
Yes, I don't think.
I think
you know they're gonna come together and they'll be fine. I don't think they're finished that low because, you know, a lot of those guys take a lot of pride in not being talked about. You know, they don't like having their name smeared. So, trust me, they'll be fine. It'll be Dame time. He'll step up. You know, I look at that team. He's the perfect person to be a leader and get everybody in line. You know, not Draymond Green, because Draymond looked at him being crazy, but Dame, this is perfect time for him to be that leader that the U.S. needs.
Refresh my memory if I'm wrong, and I don't know this offhand. You don't get paid for the Olympics, right? If you're an NBA player, you go overseas to play for Team USA, you don't get paid, do you?
You get a allowance, and that's about it, what I know, I remember.
Okay.
But they got sponsors, though. The sponsors
that's
pay them.
True.
They got sponsors, yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
And I'm sure Nike is jumping a lot of bucks in a lot of those guys if you're a Nike player.
I'm sure.
That's what Nike does. At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Those other mobile companies make you think you're in control, but you're really not. They lure you in with shiny new phones and then lock you into long-term contracts. But Simple Mobile is different. You can get a 30-day plan starting at $25. You can also get the latest smartphones, or if you have a compatible phone you love, you can bring it. Just text BYOP to 611-611 to see if your phone is compatible. It's the reliability you need when you need it. All on a powerful nationwide 5G network with no mystery fees, no activation fees, and no contract ever. All for less money and no contract ever.
5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network is not available in all areas. 5G upload speed not yet available. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for the privacy policy. Service plan required for activation. Terms at simplemobile.com.
Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
You brought up, by the way, a couple last things on. Did you want to bring up the Giannis thing, B? About him going to
last night. There's footage of him with his wife in the car. They're at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. And he's on IG Live with about 150,000 people. So he's talking to the girl. He was like, you know, hey, do you mind if I turn the camera in your way? It's in front of 150,000 people. I want a 50-piece chicken nugget.
Chicken biscuits. Yeah.
Not 49. Not 51. 50. And I want a large drink, no ice, half lemonade, half Sprite.
And this woman at Chick-fil-A had no clue who he was.
None.
No.
At all.
None.
I can believe that.
At all.
So are we going to see him with a Chick-fil-A sponsorship now?
Hell yes.
Good.
He should get one. That's hysterical.
And that's a small market, Jamin. That's the power of this little thing right here now.
Oh, there it is, the phone. Yes. Wave that phone around. The last thing, too, we brought up Chris Paul. I don't know if this means anything. I saw it, so I figured I'd include it. He's the first player to lose 4 best-of-7 series in which his team led 2-0. In the series.
Wow.
The only other player to come close is Blake Griffin, who's lost 3, and obviously because
they were teammates.
Yeah, they played together for the Clippers. I just thought it was worth bringing up, but I don't think that's going to be like a... Because people are saying, oh, he's one of the biggest chokers in the history of the league.
No.
You can't hang that on him.
That's so bad. You can't blame that on him.
You just can't hang that on one guy.
He's not a cooler like A-Rod, so he's all right.
Wow.
Hey, but I do feel bad for him, though, because, you know, for him to accomplish everything he's done, you know, a lot of people feel some type of way about him on the court, you know, whatever. But, you know, off the court, he's involved in so much. He helps so many people out. A lot of people around the league love him. And this is the thing that he needed to kind of, you know, bring his career full circle. And he was this close.
Oh, man.
And now it's kind of like you got to start all over. And then everybody else is getting healthier. You know, this would have been a great year to take advantage of when so many guys are hurt. But now you're giving everybody else a full year to get healthy, and that road is going to be even tougher next year. So that's tough for Chris Paul.
Did anybody watch? I'm just
waiting for someone to say something, but nobody said anything about him and the conversation he had with the ref.
No.
He's never won under the ref. What's his name?
Scott Foster.
Foster.
Yeah, Scott Foster. And so all the memes of Scott Foster and and the Charles Barkley lookalike, what's his name? It's like, it was the funniest thing because they all sit back with their cigars, like, mission accomplished. Oh, like, they're never going to let CP3 win. It's just bad. But I just laugh because there's so many NBA players that have, you know, these rivalries with refs. And I remember with Clyde, he had the one with Jack. I can't remember Jack's last name, where he wouldn't shake Clyde's hand during a playoff game in Phoenix, and Clyde eventually got tossed by him. You got Tim Duncan laughing on the sideline. You got that ref. What was his name?
Who the hell knows? I can't remember his name. Yeah. Did you have a ref that you would battle with?
Yeah, it was yours.
Yeah. Mine was I never had any problems with any ref. I had this one guy from my first couple of years. He just didn't like rookies. And I mean, he would never give me a call. So I went over to him one day. I said, "Man, why you don't like me?" He says, "I don't know you." I said, "Well, apparently you act like you know me, because he says, get away from me. I don't want to talk to you." I said, "See, you don't like me. So fuck you." You know, he looked at me and like, I said, "What you going to do? Give me a tech?" And I'm like, "Go ahead. It ain't like me one the first time. So fuck you." And he was like, after that, he retired 2 years later. So we never. And it's just weird that a lot of these refs, for some odd reason, don't like players or don't have a good relationship with players. But I always tried to talk to all the refs and just to get to know them. And, you know, just because they make mistakes. You make mistakes on the court. And I just, you know, I never got upset at any of them.
Interesting.
For what it's worth, and this is something that we probably already know, so the Lakers is looking for veteran point guard help this offseason, and Chris Paul is quote-unquote on the list.
Okay. No problem. The problem is LeBron's going to Milwaukee now, so he's going to have, you know, he's going to have to rebuild that team.
Hey, man, the Lakers will get old really quick if they do that, man. You know, so I know Chris Paul is a great athlete, and he changed his diet, and he didn't get hurt this season, you know, so... But that they need some young talent to play alongside LeBron, because LeBron's, what, 2-3 years? You need someone who's going to be there 4 or 5 years to, you know, keep AD straight. So, you know, Chris Paul, I think, got about maybe 1 to 2 years left.
Maybe.
Probably. I mean, I thought this was – if he won this championship this year, I thought that was probably going to be it for him. Yeah, it's that's – you go out – you ride out on the championship. Unless you're trying to pull a John Elway and you finally win one and go, "I'll give it another shot," and you manage to win a second.
Which, by the way, like, nobody cares about this, but the Bucks' longtime play-by-play guy announced his retirement was going to be at the end of the season, so I'm happy that he finally got it.
Good for him.
Oh, that's good.
Good for him.
Come on now. We all in that business, Jamie. We love that. We care about that.
Go out on a high note, man.
Yes.
Well, look, we were talking about LeBron and AD. Number one movie in the nation this week, Space Jam.
Black Widow.
Black Widow got knocked out by LeBron in Space Jam. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't knock anyone out of the playoffs, but he knocked Black Widow out. Shots fired. Did anyone see Space Jam?
I did.
I have not yet.
You have?
I did.
Jamie, did you see it?
No, I mean, if I had kids, I'd take them.
Well, it's on HBO Max, so Christian wanted to watch it, so we watched it.
What'd you think?
It's decent, and I love Don Cheadle. I love Don Cheadle ever since, you know, Devil in a Blue Dress. So, but he was funny, and he's good in it. I think adults will watch it, and they revert back to the original Space Jam, and like, oh, it's two different movies. One is about, I'm not going to get into that, but I enjoyed it. If you go in with an open mind. And a lot of people say, well, athletes can't act. And, you know, they even say that in the movie. But it was a good movie. It was good. I enjoyed it. LeBron did a good job.
Why do they think LeBron is supposed to be Denzel Washington?
Everyone's dumping on
his acting skills. And it's like, he's in a movie with Bugs Bunny. What's the bar we're trying to hit here, you know?
Yeah, it's about LeBron and Don Cheadle. So I enjoyed it. You know, it was good.
We watched it. My daughter loves the original Space Jam. She's now 8, about to be 9. She loved this. It's a movie for kids. Let's put it in perspective.
That's what it's about.
It's made for children. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like all the grown-ups that are getting online and bitching that... What was the one, B-Dog, that you brought up? The director of the first one got all sideways?
Yeah,
like, I thought this was a terrible movie. I'm like, it's a basketball player in Bugs Bunny. You made the same movie as him.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing?
Joe Pinker, this is what he said. He said he was not interested with the film. In fact, he reportedly referred to the film as an uninteresting mess. He said Joe also reportedly told TMZ TV that he could not finish the two-hour film in one sitting because it was so boring and that it took 5 separate sessions to complete the film.
Sure.
Yeah, that means you had something else going on. I think the funniest part...
No, that sounds like hate.
Yeah, but, you know, since I don't think... It's a part where he referenced Michael Jordan. It was kind of cool. Then it was like, oh, shit, that's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
So it's cute movie, man. You have to watch it. You
it
know,
had
you,
funny moments. It did.
Yeah, it had some funny moments.
Now,
yes.
Let me ask this. Rob, Jamie, Rob. How many people going into this movie? You know, you talked about having an open mind. Now we know where people's allegiance lie and their loyalties lie. And we talk about this whole LeBron versus Jordan thing. I don't participate in that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people you think are approaching this movie with some sort of open mind?
I would hope everybody. It's literally a movie about
if you're 16,
Bugs Bunny.
If you're 16 and under, you approach it with an open mind.
I guess, yeah.
I say 100%. If you 16 and over, I say about 35% approach it with an open mind. You know, I don't know. But I just think a lot of people, you know, they always want to compare.
Just have fun.
You know, now they're comparing, you know, the great player Michael Jordan against the great player LeBron James. Now we original Space Jam with the Space Jam 2.
Another level of comparison.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not overthink it. It's a movie. It's meant to entertain.
Exactly.
You're
better,
right.
Better question.
Give me a couple laughs.
Better question. Who's your favorite Looney Tune?
You know what? When in that section where they were showing all the tunes, I saw Ookla, the mock. I saw all the. It's like from Thunder the Barbarian. I saw all these. If you look closely, they show you. I didn't realize that all these people were under that family. I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah. Warner Brothers owns.
Yes, yes.
Like,
it's
all
a
the
lot
DC
of
stuff and everything, yeah.
But, of course, if you're going to go there, it has to be Daffy Duck.
Thank
I
you.
I love Daffy Duck.
Thank you. I'm with you 100%.
Well, you guys are on the same page on this one?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love Daffy
you?
Duck.
Who's
Daffy
yours,
Duck
Jamie?
Is always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I always liked Tasmanian Devil. Does that count?
Yes. He's
a Looney Tune. Taz is great. All right, B-Dog, who's your favorite Looney Tune?
What's his name? Is it Porky Pig? With
the
pig?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Porky Pig is great. And there is a scene in this movie where there's a Porky Pig rap battle. So I'll just leave it at that if you haven't seen it.
It's actually really good.
It's well done. It's well done.
Yeah. Even Coyote gets on board. Wile E. Coyote.
And I always see that was another class. I always loved watching Roadrunner and Coyote, just because the amount of entertainment you got out of Roadrunner and Coyote, literally a cartoon with no dialogue. They never spoke at all, and it was one of the most entertaining cartoons out there. So yeah, I love that. All right, real quick though, before we move on, I have an honest question for Rob.
What's that?
Have you ever gotten the yips, like in a game where, like, for some reason you just couldn't shoot or performance anxiety or whatever you want to call it? Have you ever dealt with that?
I got that at the end of my career when I walked to the free throw line because I would change my routine up so much that I got the yips when I went to the free throw line. I went from 78-80% free throw shooter down to the 60s, which is not
really?
Who I am.
I don't remember that. I don't remember
because I didn't
that.
Go to free throw line that much, so you can see it. But yeah, I kind of got the yips. And I actually, and the problem was I just thought too much.
Yeah, you overthink it. And that's the problem with stuff like the yips. So look, if you don't, the last place you want the yips is in the bedroom. Because talk about overthinking it. That's where you get in your own head. So that's why Roman is so great, though, because it's ED treatment from the comfort and privacy of your own home. So you don't have to deal with doctors. You don't have to deal with embarrassing visits, none of that stuff. It's shipped right to your door. It's free 2-day shipping. No judgment, no embarrassment, just performance.
Yeah, just performance. That's what you want to do. You want to perform. So just head over to GetRoman.com/Ori and find the best treatment plan for you. Don't forget now, that's GetRoman.com/Ori. Yeah, it's that simple. You'll get the help of a licensed healthcare professional. Licensed, that's the important thing there. And it's straightforward and discreet. and you can complete your visit entirely online.
Yeah, it is good to have the licensed people do it because you never know what's out there and what other random sites you're going to. So trust the licensed healthcare professionals. GetRoman.com/Ori is the site. Even if you're just curious and you don't know, I'm not really 100% sure, this is a good place to start. Judgment-free, totally discreet. GetRoman.com/Ori. Go there now and get $15 off your first month.
Let's be honest. It's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. If you got ED, GetRoman.com/Ori. GetRoman.com/Ori. Get started now. Save $15 on your first month of treatment. And yo, it's discreet.
No more yips. This is a little random, kind of out of left field, but Tom Brady was all over the news this week because he went to the White House. Now, we don't really do politics on this show, but obviously Brady's politics, the guy at the White House isn't the guy that he was behind. So everyone was surprised Tom kind of made this trip. Well, of course, Tom makes the trip, but Tom's got jokes. So here's Tom at the podium with President Biden.
Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
So they call Biden Sleepy Joe, and then we call him Sleepy Tom. So it was Tom had jokes, but the reason I bring this up, you've won 7 titles. We've never talked about the times that obviously you've gone to the White House, right? You've done the presidential visit?
Twice.
You did it twice out
I've
of
only
7.
Gone twice. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's was two more that's two more than most people.
Yeah. Was it offered to you every time or
The one time we went I went as a Laker and I went as a Rocket. I never went as a Spur. I don't think we went as a Spur because I think, Pop didn't like the person in the White House, so we didn't go. And so I'm trying, I don't even recall but I think I have one picture, and that's when I was with the Lakers. That's the only picture I have of me at the White House. I don't even remember. I think it just might be just once.
I was going to say, that probably would have been George W. Bush.
I just know it was. I can remember Shaq, Jelani McCoy, and Mitch Richmond. So it was that championship. So
okay,
yeah,
okay. It's never come up, and I never. Yeah,
it was a 2001 championship. Yeah,
yeah. So that would have been George W. Bush then.
Yeah. So I think one time it was. We didn't go because of a war. One time we didn't go because of the transition of the presidencies and stuff, and then we just didn't go because Pop didn't like the president.
He didn't like George W. Bush. Yeah. Which was most of the years that the Spurs were winning. So yeah. I thought it was funny. We never brought that up. I'm like, you've met a president. And it's just like,
I also love Tom Brady post Bill Belichick. It's like he was in an abusive, oppressive relationship for all these years where he couldn't speak. He couldn't have a personality. And then all of a sudden,
yes.
Like I'm on the Tom Brady bandwagon.
You are
now.
So right.
Right?
Yeah. All the years he was
it's
in
like
New
he's
England,
opening
was
up now. He's becoming human. He's not a robot anymore.
Yeah. He was very robotic in New England.
He's still bland.
Right, but he's having more fun now than at least he did in New England. It was like, you're right, he always lived in fear of who was going to smack him from the sideline. You know, if he said something at a turn that Belichick was going to pop out of the shadows and throw him to the ground or something.
I guess from where he was to where he is now, sure, it's like going from 0 to 2. So I guess that's an improvement. I mean, okay, cool, perspective.
Is that what kind of scale is that? A scale of 10, scale of 5? He's going from 0 to 2.
The man tore his MCL drunk in a Super Bowl parade. You know, that's at least better than he probably did in New England.
I mean, it's on a scale of 20. So it's still not that
low. It's low, dude.
Look, baby steps, I guess.
Hatred. Speaking of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, this was an unusual story that came up this week. I thought I'd bring it up. Aaron Rodgers turned down a 2-year contract extension, I think yesterday or the day before, with the Packers that would have tied him to the team for 5 more years and made him the highest paid player in the NFL, quarterback or otherwise. And he turns it down. He wants out of Green Bay apparently that bad.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my brain around that.
Is he getting the Jeopardy job?
Maybe.
That's maybe a more consistent paycheck.
Maybe. I don't know.
That fits.
But
you know, here's what you got to understand about this. Aaron Rodgers is making a shitload of money.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you pile up enough money, it stinks. One of my friends used to say, and like, he don't want to stink too bad, and he wants to move on and be happy. And it's a lot of athletes out there that have made a lot of money. Now it's their choice to go where they want to go. They want to be happy. They want to be comfortable. They want to be in a situation where they can enjoy themselves. You just mentioned, look at Tom. He's enjoying himself. He's being a human being instead of a robot. I think with Aaron, he's been in Green Bay, small market, and he wants to, you know, spread his wings and fly. You know, he's been there where he's been smacked in the face for so long by the team, by the coaches, or whoever's been, you know, in that upper management role. He wants to go somewhere and be himself where he can enjoy, because if you really think about it, Aaron Rodgers, sometimes he just seems like he's kind of stiff too. You know, he just seems like he's just rigid and he's just trying to do his job. And I know a lot of great athletes are like that, but I think he needs out of that situation.
He is it's not about the money. And he said that numerous times, it's not about the money. This is a lot bigger than that. He wants that GM gone. He wants that GM fired. He is talking, it's the principle with him. You all have not done what you have needed to do to put the pieces around me in order for us to get to the next level. Everything that's been done is on my back. And yes, I have Devontae Adams, but I've been wanting another receiver on the other side of him for quite some time. And it's like my words have fell on deaf ears. So I'm trying to use whatever leverage I have. I don't think he has much because he's still under contract. But I'm letting y'all know I'm not playing. I want that GM gone. Now, I don't think they'll fire him, but this is the thing when you don't have a sole ownership to kind of step in and say, hey, look, we're going to do – because the fans of Green Bay own the team, and you have a couple of decision makers. So when you don't have a sole owner to kind of facilitate this type of stuff, this stuff kind of like this happens, and he's just not happy.
I don't know. I have a very hard time saying no to money. That's just me. I guess it's different. You're right, Rob. If you have a lot of it, it's probably not an issue. But I'm just like, money? Yeah, sure, I'll do it. What do I dance for? You know, I'm like, I don't have it in me. I just don't have it in me.
Yeah.
Did we want to mention last week when we were taping the show, the Richard Sherman stuff broke, and we didn't talk about it because it was like so fresh, and we didn't know at what truth there was to it. That ring camera video of him trying to break down his in-law's door is some crazy shit. That is really unsettling. Watching him try and slam down his in-law's front door. I mean, hitting it with all his power. And then we find out, I think yesterday, the day before, he wrecked his car on the way to that house. So took a turn too wide, hit a barrier, could have been a lot worse than it was, totals the car, and then somehow still gets to the house at whatever, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to, I guess, try and confront his wife or whatever had happened there. But, I mean, this is the kind – when you're in a free agent year toward the end of your career, this is not the stuff that you need out there. Mm-mm. And it's just a terrible – I mean, for a guy that I think was very widely respected in the NFL, this is a bad look.
That's what I was about to say. You know, Richard Sherman is considered one of the most intellectual players you ever come across, you know, one of the smartest players you ever come across. And the way he's always carried himself – and the way he's always, you know, presented himself in people's eyes, the public eye, for his team and for his teammates, for this to happen, it makes me go back and think about all the head injuries these guys, you know, take on. You know, that's one of those ones, you know, is there something that we don't know about? He might have had that one hit that's you know, that shook everything loose. So, because this is you know, if someone told you this and you didn't see the video, you'd be like, you call bullshit on this one.
Yeah,
because
it's out of character for him. At least what we know of him. You know,
I remember meeting him at a Player Tribune party, and I had such a great time. I was like a little kid, like talking to this guy, because I just know the Legion of Boom and the way he talks, and you know, it was just shocking when I saw that. And I'm still like, you know, you watch it sometimes. You know, like 40% of people, I still don't believe that was him. And I think it was somebody else. So it's just hard for me to think that. And then for his wife to come out and say he needs help, it's got to be something else going on that, you know, that the public don't know about.
That stuff's scary. Mm-hmm. That's just scary stuff.
I can't really comment too much on this. I just know he said he's going through some things. And this is where you got to kind of have you have to have less judgment and more grace when it comes to situations like this, because – You don't know everything, but you know he's going through something. And everybody may want to blame it on CTE. I'm not too sure about that because football players can go through other things and it's not connected to CTE.
No, so, they can't. No, they can't. Everything's
so,
CTE now.
And it's, so it's like, look, man, I hope Richard, you know, gets the help that he needs. I hope he find, you know, gets the finds the resolution that he needs because, you know, if he wants to continue to play, I hope so. But if he's going through some things, hey, man, he has children. I hope and pray he gets the help so that he can be the best father and the best player we know that he can be.
I think you said that perfectly. There's nothing to say here. I think nowadays we're so quick to say CTE. We're so quick to mention mental health, but it's, you know, clearly it's a sad situation. It's a frightening situation for the family. And you just have to, you know, we don't have to sit here as media and break it all down all the time. Sometimes you just have to, we bring it up and it was in the news and it's a big story and, you know, like you said, Rob, he's one of the more intellectual players. He's well respected. He has a position on the executive committee there, and I hope that he can work out his issues and figure things out so that he can continue to have a nice life with his family.
Agreed.
Yeah, because once you meet this guy, you fall in love with him. You realize he's a great guy, and that's my whole point. There's certain people you come across, you're like, oh, screw him. He's not a good guy, but this guy is a genuine good guy. And I really enjoy having the conversation, you know, and when you're a fan of someone and you're at events like this, you kind of watch them and see how they interact with other people, because sometimes as an athlete, you're like, okay, they're going to treat me different than they treat, you know, direct. He was nice. He was cordial. He was, you know, had conversations with everybody. So I was like, okay, this is a genuine guy. And I just want him to, you know, take care of himself, you know. So I don't care about the sport, care about him as a human being. He just needs to take care of himself so he can take care of his family.
And that's exactly it. I mean, you got to also feel for his family, because when you're a family member of somebody that's going through this, it's just it's that much tougher. I mean, however hard it is for him, I mean, being his wife, being his kids, being his in-laws, I mean, going through that other side of it is really, really hard. So wishing well for him and his family.
Hey, it's Robert Ory, and at Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. You can get a powerful nationwide 5G network all without a contract. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
All right, well, let's end on a positive note. Let's go to the big shot of the week. I love this story. I tagged Rob in it on Twitter the other day. It made me happy. Shohei Ohtani, the pitcher, of course, the face of baseball, let's go ahead and call him that this year.
Showtime.
For the Angels. Of course, we know the pitcher who rakes participated in the home run derby. Well, he got $150,000 for participating in the home run derby. What Shohei did, though, is distributed that money to about 30 different Angels support staffers to thank them for their work, including trainers, clubhouse workers, and media relations staffers, and it's reported he was going to use that money in that manner no matter what the outcome. He got $150,000 for participating. If he would have finished second, he would have gotten $500,000. Won the thing, he would have had $1 million. But either way, the fact that he had already decided, no matter what amount of money I get, I know this is going to other people other than myself, and walked around their facility and handed out checks just because he got the opportunity to be in the home run derby.
So you're talking about, what, $5,000 per person?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact that's wild.
Yeah.
And that's a guy that I would say you're proud to say is the face of Major League Baseball.
Oh, yes.
And think that's about incredible.
He didn't have to do that. You know, he could have sent that money back home. He could have sent this money to a charity. He could have did anything. But when guys appreciate the people who work in the organization, not the big dogs up top that manage, the people around the organization who helps that whole place run. Because I always talk about this when there's a strike or there's a lockout or whatever, or even the pandemic. I'm going to speak for the people that, like, the people with the red coats at Staples, when they lose their job, the vendors, everybody in that arena, that's the ones that you feel bad about, because they depend on that cash flow. And for him to now to step up and pass out his money and give it to people is equivalent to what a boy did in New Orleans. He took his money when the pandemic, what's the guy named? The high jumping dude?
In New Orleans?
Not Zion.
Yeah, Zion. Oh. Zion did the same thing.
He did? I didn't hear that.
Yeah. He gave money to all the people in the arena that wasn't.
Yeah,
getting
I remember
paid.
That. Yeah.
Well, so I know Mark Cuban did that for the Mavericks. When they closed the stadium, he continued to pay everybody.
Yeah. And think about it, this guy's been in the news so much lately, and his aura is just getting bigger and bigger. And I like the guy. You love to watch him play because he plays like a little kid. He's just happy to be out there. He's enjoying every moment of it.
He is a hell of a pitcher. Forget the fact that, yes, I mean, he's leading the league in homers, and it's easy to be like, oh, the guy hits homers. Like, no, watch him pitch. His stuff is filthy. I mean,
I was shocked to hear he didn't take BP.
He doesn't?
He does not take BP.
Wow.
First I've heard of that. I didn't know that either.
Man said, I don't need BP.
God bless.
Well, see, this is what, you know, this is the type of the face of the league stuff that you want to see. And, you know, guess what? He doesn't have to even know how to speak English to do it. Look at that, Stephen A.
Look at that.
Ponder the thought.
Actually, yeah, it's just incredible. I mean, but you know what? I'm looking at my sheet and I made a note. I may have given out the wrong Big Shot of the Week this week.
Ooh,
Big Shot of the Week might be going to Jamie Maggio for crashing Sean Payton's wedding, apparently. This came up before you got on the call, Rob. Yeah, Jamie's like, oh, I crashed.
What happened?
I asked how her vacation was, because last time Jamie was with us, she was going on some big family vacation to Mexico or something. And she's like, oh, yeah, I crashed Sean Payton's wedding. <I'm> like, what
happened?
All right, so this is what happened. I think I told you guys we were celebrating family birthdays down there. Mm-hmm. So we had dinner reservations at my favorite restaurant, one of my top three worldwide. And it's a place called Agua. And I get a phone call, and we scheduled mine towards the end of the trip. I get a phone call or an email 2 days before. They're like, we have to reschedule your reservation for another day. We don't have – someone bought out the restaurant. So you can't have your birthday dinner at the restaurant. I'm like, well, that sucks. And it was towards the end of the trip. We already had reservations on the other night, so I couldn't reschedule at my favorite restaurant. So I end up going to the property anyway, a different restaurant on site. And yeah, a couple of drinks at dinner, and I'm like, I'm gonna walk by and see who's there, right? Like, thinking it's like some big corporate thing.
My dinner,
yeah.
So I walk by, and you know, you can see like this event going on, and this is where my character comes into question. There's like a gift bags, right? These little like welcome.
You start rifling through the gift bag.
No, I took one. I go back.
You just walked with a gift bag?
So I go back to my house and I open it up and I was like, wow, there's like New Orleans potato chips in there. Zatarain's or something like that. It's New Orleans potato chips.
Zatarain's, yeah.
Yeah, the Zatarain's, that's it. There's some water. There's like a little hangover kit and everything says S&S on it. So I was like, S&S. Then I go through the packet and it says like, please no photos at the wedding. And I'm like, who says no photos at the wedding? This has to be like a celebrity. So it says Sean and Skyline. So Skyline's an unusual name. So I throw it in Google search real quick. It's Sean Payton and his beautiful bride. Wow. And I have to say, I feel a little bit rotten for taking the gift bag. There wasn't that much in it. Sean Payton has to be one of the classiest guys in the NFL. One of my favorite head coaches. He is so warm and friendly. And I just love him to death. So I kind of wish, I had scored an invite. But yeah, that was my little Sean Payton story.
You did that so wrong. You should have been like, yeah, okay, I'm looking for you now. Oh, I see you. Oh, like, oh, my date's right over there. And I would just crash that shit. I would have rolled up in there. I'm sure you was already looking good because you was on your date, not your date, but your dinner. And so you was looking good. I would have just strolled up in that joint like, who the fuck took my fucking dinner?
My favorite restaurant. I was rolling deep. We had a big group. And just I only took one bag, not like one for everyone in my group.
Oh, yeah. No. See, I'd have been like, yo, y'all go at the bar, have a couple of drinks. Yo, I'm going to go right here, do some reconnaissance and see what I can see. So,
you know
what I'm
pissed about too is Kenny Chesney was there, and I'm a huge Kenny Chesney fan. Like that could have been my chance to be like, what's up, Kenny?
That was it. You missed your moment.
See?
Look, I'm saying is be careful. The Saints put bounties on people. All right. So just careful what you want, what your fingers wander off with, is all I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Congratulations, Sean and Skyline. May you
I didn't even know Sean Payton was getting married. married. So I ain't either. Congratulations to Sean Payton. And sorry you were get back short. there was one patron at that wedding is like, how come they were one gift bag short? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. We counted someone them before we put two. Them on the table, didn't you?
Yeah, someone took two.
He fired his wedding planner. Oh, it was a big thing. Yeah, it was a whole thing. But, all right.
I bet you was that damn quarterback. He's retiring now, so you need two bags.
Drew Brees took an extra bag. Son of a bitch.
That's interesting.
Or was that guy in the Falcons hoodie? One of the two of them. Somebody walked up.
It's interesting and it's random.
It's like, extremely random.
Sean Payton?
Yeah.
Like, all right, okay, cool.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah.
Good job, Jamie.
So like here's the question. Have you guys ever rolled up on something like that before outside of Jamie? And be like, oh, shit, this person's here.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
Like a celebrity event?
A celebrity?
Like, yeah.
Or are you talking about crashing a wedding?
Like, well, just crashing a wedding.
I've crashed a wedding before. Not like a traditional crash. Like there was a wedding at a hotel I was staying at, and I wandered through and got a couple drinks at the bar and grabbed a little plate of food and made my way out. Like, I didn't hang out and, like, dance with the bride or any of that stuff, but I was like, well, there's an open bar in here. All right, well, let me get two of those and got myself a little plate of free food and just kind of wandered off. And that was
it. I was at this one resort one time and it was like, oh, you're here for the wedding? I'm like, yeah. I walked in and I had a good time, had a couple of drinks. And, you know, I was saying like, oh, and I actually found out I knew someone in the wedding. Not in the wedding, but that was at the wedding. And we hung out and it's, oh, let me introduce you to the bride and the groom. And they was like, is he your date? I'm like, he looked, yeah, he came with me. So he kind of played it off.
Whoa,
and
I got took bailed out.
The bride and groom and everything.
He got bailed out.
They were, hey, let me just say, they were excited that I was at their wedding, man. They were like, oh, shit, Robert Ory came out with. I'm like, yeah, I was just passing through and just got him some free drinks.
The husband was excited. Let's just put it that way. The bride was like, who's Robert Ory? Are we paying for him?
The bride. But it was the bride. Really? She was a huge Laker fan. Yeah, she was a huge Lakers fan.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good. So,
that makes sense.
All right. Well.
See, that's the one we talk about, small markets, big markets. This is one time when a big market plays off for you.
Yeah.
It pays off for you because I played for the Lakers and I got free drinks out of it.
Big markets pay off. If you're in the two corner markets, whether it's L.A. or New York, it's going to pay off in anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I said that because B-Dog's big. Let me say, first of all, B-Dog, it'll pay it off anyway because I'm fucking Big Shot Bob. It'll pay it off anyway.
Oh, wow. Wow. Put that on the table. Man.
Yeah, okay.
The ego showed up for a second.
I'm kidding. Hey, it had everything to do with the Lakers. It had nothing to do with me.
Follow the show on Twitter at Big Shot Bob Pod for links to all our guests and all sorts of fun. The Big Shot Bob Pod is a presentation of Live by Live Podcast One and Podcast One Sportsnet.
What's better than courtside seats? Free sports on Pluto TV. Hey, sports fans, get all your sports free on Pluto TV. Pluto TV is your home for sports. Watch 24/7 channels of MLB, MLS, MMA, sports news and analysis, plus documentaries, TV shows, and movies, all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts, ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.